The waters of Jakarta Bay are heavily polluted. Garbage dumped by the city's 12 million residents into canals that crisscross the city eventually finds its way to the sea. One study has declared the bay a dying ecosystem. But just an hour out of Jakarta by speedboat, the murky waters turn to clear blue sea around Pramuka Island. Here, 57-year-old Salim is trying to protect the endangered hawksbill turtle. It was once so prevalent in these waters that it was named the island's official mascot. He begins his days preparing food for the turtles.
Ini lagi sedang nyacah ikan untuk dibakal makan penyu yang di bak sana.
I am chopping these small fish to feed to the turtles. Any kind of small fish will do. We feed the turtles twice a day.
20 years ago, the turtles laid eggs on almost all the islands here. Now their nests are found on only around 3 of the 110 islands, thanks to the pollution and hunting. To preserve the species, Salim collects eggs from their nests and brings them to huge water-filled storage tanks until the turtles grow strong enough to be released to the sea. Salim also tells the more than 20,000 people living on the 6 islands in the park to protect the hawksbills.
Dia ngambil telurnya, sudah ngambil telurnya, ngambil lagi induknya. Nggak tahu dia bakal apa dia suka.
Human beings are also a big threat to the turtles. People are careless. They take the eggs, and turtles also die in fishing nets. It is not eagles or big lizards, but humans who are the biggest predators of these turtles.
Even though Salim has spent his life trying to protect and preserve the turtles for future generations, experts are not optimistic the turtles will be able to survive much longer, so close to the filth of Jakarta Bay. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Pramuka Island.